Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. The streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruz. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumor. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, for pressure bust pipes. I know I spatted to y'all. To know me's to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show, with a twist of hip hop, from a street perspective. Woo! I'm your host, L Boogie. I got T-Roll, Styles the Guy, ICE, and my man bringing a funk to you, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby! Before I say good morning to my to the Dream Team, I want to give a shout out to the Matrix, Marvell Allen, aka the Matrix. He won him a state championship yesterday. He's only a sophomore. He led Calvary Christian in overtime to a victory. And world, be on watch. And I told you, Matrix, why you think I called you the Matrix? You don't even know how good you are. You just tipping the iceberg. Street! He listening Woo-hoo. Right now. He texts me, say, Coach, I'm going to listen in, but I got a lot to do this morning. I said, I understand. I understand the feeling. I know. Street! Shout out to the Allen family on your state championship 3A. And listen to this. They ranked in the country. Remember the name, Marvell Allen. I'm just throwing names out at you. I told you. Trent Frazier, number one for Illinois. What did he do, ICE? In case of emergency class, and my man's in them, TF we call him, and you're going to hear him screaming. Six words in the building, baby, at the game today at Old State. I got to give a shout-out to my guys, man. Shout-out to Anthony Kobe. He's playing for a state title today. 5A in Florida. We get around. We like Pac. We get around. Good morning to the streets, man. What's up, ICE?
What's up, L Boogie? RZA, Styles of God, and my man, keep it hot, baby.
Ah! OG,
they like a Wednesday.
Hey, all I got to tell you is this.
It feels like a Wednesday on this board.
It feels like Wild Out Wednesday
with that fire. Like it's Wild Out Wednesday, but it's Saturday. Say what's up to my man T-Row out there, y'all. T-Row is in the building.
And he in Vegas. And what's done
man,
in Vegas?
Man, y'all take y'all asses back to sleep.
In Vegas.
Fuck y'all this morning. Early. I just got done gambling. Lost. I ain't gonna tell you how much I lost, but I need to go on the positive side this evening. I'm up early. I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get gonna give me one of these slots that was hot from last night, or shall I say from early this morning? Damn it! I don't even know where the hell I'm going. I'm just walking around and shit. They can walk around like, where's my damn car? Because I'm trying to get this car to do my thing. You know what I mean? I gotta wake up.
Then let me.
I gotta wake and bake. I don't know where the fuck
that's
I'm at.
That's life. And you living hey, life, RZA. You know you living, baby.
I don't even know where my damn car is.
Hey, hey, it's All Star Weekend. And I want to ask the Dream Team a question. You know, the game has changed, as they say. And I was just in the streets, and I was listening to Kareem. And I'm going to give you a quote from the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He said, I think the fans are being cheated because there's no balance now. Everything is we got to run out and shoot a three-point play. When I played, there was some balance. We tried to use the inside game to set up the outside game, and vice versa. That type of balance is not happening now, and I think the fans are getting cheated on the quality of general game plan that's being played out now. And I want to ask you this. Would a guy like Shaquille O'Neal be relevant in today's game? And I'm going to start with you first, ICE.
You know, man, Shaq will flourish in this game because he gonna score down low. Okay, if you playing basketball, but if I'm Shaq on my team, I'm going down to Shaq every day. You know what I'm saying? He gonna get his points all day. 30 points, 15 rebounds, I think. But guess what, man? He's gonna give up about 30 something too, because you remember the guy named Big Country? Brian Reed, Big Country, white kid from Memphis, who's the Vancouver, who's the suit that jump shot from Oklahoma State. I used to love him, man. And he used to give Shaq problems. He was only shooting at the top of the key. You know what I'm saying? And Shaq would come out there, man, he would bang him with a jumper. He could not stop him, man. Shaq always had problems with him. He always had problems with guys who could shoot from far out. And he was one of his worst guys to check. He wasn't no great player, but he was a good shooter for a big man. Njoka, Joel Embiid, Now, man, they killing Shaq. They gonna have a triple double. Shaq gonna get 30 and you know, get down low, and you know, if they go down all the time straight to him, he'll get his easy on a high field goal percentage. But he's gonna get killed by the big guy like the Joker. He's taking him off the dribble. Joe and B, he's taking him off the dribble. He's shooting threes. He's spinning. And you know, he had a lot of problems with Elijah Wan checking him. You know what I'm saying? So guys got that foot movement, and guys who can shoot it, you know, from the free throw and out, he's going to have a problem with that. He's going to have a problem. And you notice when he won his championships, I'm just keeping it 100, man. He had McCullough for the Jersey Center. He was corny, man. Todd McCullough, he was terrible, man, as a center. And then he had Mutombo, was a great defender. But he wasn't making those. He wasn't scoring no buckets down low. You know what I'm saying? A hook shot and maybe a put back dunk. You know what I'm saying? So anytime he had guys who could shoot it, he always had problems, man. But it wasn't a lot of guys in that era who could shoot it big man wise. You know. But anytime like Akeem could kill him because he could shoot it and he had moves. He had problems in playing in this era, man. But he'll personally, if I'm a coach, you know, you got a Shaq. You're going to get a ball to him like Zion Williams. You're going to get a ball to him. Zion makes his own shots, but you're going to get a ball to Shaq one-on-one, the lane open. I mean, he's dominating. He's going to get his buckets, and he's going to get his rebounds. I don't know if he's going to get triple-doubles like the Joker and Joe Embiid. I think those guys are killing, man. You know what I'm saying? Any guy who can shoot them, they're going to bring him on out, and they're going to kill him. He might have an easy time with Rudy Gobert. He's going to try to eat. He's going to shoot it like that. But the rest of these guys, man, he going to get his, but they're going to get his big time. That's my take.
Hey, Rizzy, you think Shaq could be relevant in today's game?
Yeah, I'm going to say this. Oh, man, that's a 50-50. I would say, no, it's not a 50-50. It's a 75-25. I would say that Shaq would still be dominant. Because even when the game was changing, Shaq did kind of change the game with his size and with what he was doing when he came in. So the only thing I would say is you probably would see Shaq maybe shoot one or two threes a season. Not a game, but a season. You know what I'm saying? And so if Shaq was to play in this era, Them boys ain't big enough to hold Shaq. You know what I'm saying? You get a ball to Shaq down low, you know what Shaq gonna do. Shaq ain't trying to hear none of that bullshit. Shaq was gonna give it to you, and you better hope that have your A game ready, because y'all know what Shaq was doing. Shaq was doing this, come on, man, to the best centers in the league. It wasn't like he was just out there for nothing. He not a BFN. He wasn't a guy that was out. He just was big for nothing. Shaq was big for a reason. And Shaq gave you what he gave you every night. And then, man, you think these boys would have tried to challenge Shaq? Shaq would have knocked one of them boys out like it wasn't nothing. Come on, man. Y'all know what it is. It's called, I got 5 fouls. When I hit you upside the head with one of these fouls, I guarantee you, yeah, you're going to keep shooting threes because you don't worry about nothing. But Shaq would have been fine. Shaq would have put them in the post. It would have been foul trouble either way because Shaq would have had to come out and defend the three unless they would have played the 1-3-1. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't like Shaq could have just ran around and just guarded those big guys on the three-point line. So it would have been a situation where everything would have fit for the team. And like El was talking about how Kareem was talking about balance. Yeah, they really ain't no. The balance is get your ass to the three-point line. If you can shoot, you got the green light. So that's where I'm coming from with that part because I think those boys would it'll be 50-50, man, because Shaq definitely would kill. And you think about Olajuwon. Man, Olajuwon would have killed these boys today. You know what I'm saying? Centers I'm speaking of. Now, it's some centers that got a little game, but you're talking about Shaq, Olajuwon? Yeah, they'd have fit. And coaches better make sure they fit. You go, you get the big boys on the court like that, and they can't fit your system. Something wrong. You should be an NBA coach. That's just my take. What you think, boo?
Nowadays, we saying this era. Look at Joel Embiid. Look at the Joker. Now, they shoot threes. Would Shaq be able to adjust his game to shoot some threes? Let's say on the pick and roll. Now, analytically, and we know that the game has gone to analytics. Yeah, just think of this. Guys are at the rim, and they dribble through for a guy to shoot a three. Forget 50% from the field. They cool with being 35% from three. Because you tell me numbers don't lie, threes are better than twos. So, do I think Shaq could be dominant? I think Shaq could be somewhere. It would be a lot of rumbling in the locker room. Shaq would be fighting guys. Now, he will get touches. However, I just can't see Shaq being dominant. I can see him being relevant, but dominant, I just can't see it because he would have to come out and guard the three. And the guy he's checking, he'll give up two to get Shaq out there for three.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Go ahead, OG the Buck.
Do you think, man, I'm listening to y'all takes, man. I really just, you know, try to, you know, but I got to ask this. It's like the game, the referees in the game has changed from when Shaq played to how they refereeing and how they calling the game now. Do that have a difference in the Boogie? Because, I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like, if Shaq played in today's game, will they foul him out? I mean,
it would be offensive fouls like crazy.
My point.
And also, on his behalf, he couldn't be able to stand in front of them guys. Imagine him trying to stay in front of a guy like Joker. Imagine him trying to stay in front of and run the floor. Shaq would have to be in shape because all they do, those type of centers, is pick and go for lives. Tristan Thompson, like Dwight Howard, like Capella.
Shaq was in shape.
Bro, we're talking. Bro, we got a guy, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, used to get in arguments with Shaq because he come in camp not in shape. He would use the games to get in shape. We know. But speaking of that.
Now, Boo, we all know when Shaq came into the league as a rookie, he was 7'1". He was 7'1", and he was about at least 265, 270. And then after 2 years in Orlando, or when he got to L.A., he was 300 pounds. It wasn't, man. Come on, man. We saw the growth of Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal was breaking backboards before he weighed 300 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So, man, come on, man. Shaq knew what he was doing.
We're talking today's game. They shoot more threes. Most teams shoot more threes than twos in a 48-minute game.
But L Mix, can I say something? Andre Drummond, Capella, these guys get 20 rebounds and 20 points easily.
Dwight Howard.
I mean, I know Shaq probably couldn't check a couple of those guys, and you know, he got problems. But if you're a coach now, L Mix, and we coaching, and we both got a Shaq on our team, we gotta do something.
I'm gonna give you a perfect example. The kid in Illinois, the center. the kid in Iowa, Luke, what's his name? Garza.
Garza. Yeah. He's gonna be good.
When they get to the NBA, they better be able to shoot a three, or they will get limited minutes. Those are facts. Look at Ibaka. Look at Marcus Shaw. They changed their game to try to fit and get minutes.
That's
this is
why
Streets
I said,
of Talk
hey,
and Sports Talk
boo.
Show. Hold on, we gotta go to
Jack,
break. We're gonna get you. Go ahead. We're gonna get
Jack
you. Say what we.
He would average about 3 3 pointers a season. Shaq would have took a three or two. Don't get Shaq messed up.
Will we? It's the NBA All Star Break Edition, big time Saturday. When we come back, we gonna get everybody predictions on their 3-point contest winner, skills competition, dunk contest, Team LeBron, Team Durant. Who you got? It's the street. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
Trying to kill the pussy, call the ambulance, get a stretch. I be fucking this bitch while he ain't at home. She got the pics of me in her phone. Know that man a fool if he don't leave, cause bitch can't leave a nigga alone. She call me
baby, baby.
We got London on the track.
Baby. She ain't fucking you better than I am. Baby.
Real hot girl shit.
Ooh,
shit, when I drop that pink, I'm drop that dick.
Drop that
he gripping them covers, this pussy like butter. He put it in, damn near nutty. He know he made it, he fucking on Megan. He's dropping his last so crazy. I like to talk shit when I fuck. I need a rough nigga like the baby. When he hit the city, he gon' tap in. He gon' fly me out to put it back in. I ain't tripping when a nigga pull my hat, cause he gon' pay for it to put it back in. I put one leg on the headboard, leave the other leg on the mattress. Look down at him while he's smacking. Get some headshots like an actress.
Yeah, my baby like to act up when we fucking. Aggressive freak, she tell me smack him when we fucking. Started to laugh, she say, what's funny? Throwing that ass, she say, quit running. I'm holding it back cause I don't want to nut quick. But fuck you, really got nothing to hide. She knowin' what's up with me. It started at 12:30, she fucking at 3. It's hot, I'm sweating our bullets on her. I need something to drink, feel like a workout done. I'm doing my push-ups in that pussy. We getting our workout on it. I put a bath towel on the bed just to see squirt all on it. Like, told you to stretch, not hurt, not done. That fuck if it hurt, I want it, I'm on it. She like when I take a pill and take a hundred.
Go.
I fuck that bitch so good, she probably ain't even say your number. Like boom, 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 lay the thunder. Say she wanna be my baby mama. Girl, you on the right track, yeah. I put it in her face, she say she like that, yeah. She got me
tattooed his mind, he won't forget it. The baby tryna have a threesome with Shanti and Megan.
Baby, 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 baby.
I'm your host, L Boogie T. Rose, Styles, the guy, ICE, and the traffic controller, keeping it all together. Close to this thing, OG the Buck. We've been talking about the new game, how it's being played now. More threes than twos. Would guys like Shaq be relevant and dominant in this era? Now, tomorrow, usually without COVID, we would have All-Star Saturday. It would be going down. Yesterday probably would have been the celebrity, you know, All-Star game. And today the dunk contest, three-point challenge, and the skills competition. And tomorrow they're going to squeeze it all in and have the All-Star game. Now, before the game, they're going to have the competition and the three-point contest. And at halftime, they're going to have the dunk contest. So, now, let's get participants in each field. And I'm going to ask you, who you got? First off, let's go skills competition. You got Robert Covington from the Trailblazers. You got Luka Doncic from the Mavericks. Chris Paul from the Suns. Julius Randle from the Knicks. Domantas Sabonis from the Papers. Pacers, and Nikola Vucevic from the Magic. Eyes on favorite is Doncic and Chris Paul. Who you got, T-Ro?
Just for the skills position, if you don't have this guy winning the skills position, it's something wrong with you, because I believe that This wouldn't be his first time winning. And I know everybody thought I'm going to say Luka. I love Luka. Don't get me wrong. He is a Maverick. He does wear what I love. Okay? But if you don't have CP3 as the winner of the damn skills competition, your ass dumb as hell. You don't know basketball. Man, there's something about what Chris Paul do in that skills competition, man. He's pretty good. He's pretty good. You know he don't go too fast, and you notice he don't go too slow. And when it's time for him to get that last little event done right there on that last little corner coming in, man, he make that shot every time. So just for the skill competition, I'm going with CP3. Now that ain't just because I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's playing with the Phoenix Suns. Don't get it twisted. I'm just saying. I'm going off the past history of what this guy has done and what he keeps doing. I'm going with my dude, CP3, even though last couple of years we've been shocked. We've been a big man that won that damn thing. So, come on now, point guard. Come on. We got to bring it back. We can't let these big men be doing us bad. So, I got CP3, man. That's who I'm going with. SCG, who you going with, baby? Oh, that's ice on the other end. In case of emergency, don't break the glass on tomorrow in the morning, boy.
Man, you started up already. Man, I like all the guys, new guys that's in it. And, you know, Luka, you know, Sabonis, you know, old school guy, daddy, got skills, you know, just 1 year old. But, you know, Zach, oh, he getting there. He's trying to be the next LeBron James. But it's a clear cut, you know, that, you know, Chris Paul. I have some guys on Facebook say that Chris Paul won a great dribbler. Wow. I was like, okay. You know who he is. Hey, Tay Bo Connors. I your boy, L. I love Bo. But I hope he listened to this. I had to give a shout out on that one. Bo, he can't dribble. Look, man, the guy's like he's a Hall of Famer. He passes so cold. I don't know how he do it, man. He bounce pads, chest pads, everything he do, man, to be right on the money, man. I mean, these guys just coming just to have some fun, apparently. You know how Bird used to say, man, who coming in second? You know. So I think it's a clear cut favorite for me. Luka's gonna be a surprise pick, though, man. But if I'm a betting man right now, and it's the Black Heritage Week right now, and, you know, Chris Paul got something to do with all this. You know, I think he can win this skills competition, man. I don't say rather easy, though, man, but I think he'll win this one. But watch out for Luka, though.
Luka!
I'm
straight. Boo me. Don't tell me you're not going to pick CP3.
I'm telling you, I'm not picking CP3.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm picking Julius Randle from the New York Knicks.
Hell no.
What is in your cup this morning, man?
Dope.
I'm a New York Knicks fan. I'm a New York Knicks fan. So he's representing the New York Knicks. Now, does that say that I'm going to pick Obi Toppin for the dunk contest? We'll see when we got questions this year. But I'm going with Julius Randle. I'm going with Julius Randle right now as the dark horse for the skills competition. Who do you have for the dunk contest, Ro?
Well,
who in it?
Who's in the dunk contest? I'm sorry, world. The dunk contest is Anthony Simmons from the Portland Trail Blazers, Cassius Stanley from the Indiana Pacers, and Obi Toppin from the New York Knicks. Those are your three participants for the dunk contest, world. Street.
Yep. And I'm going to go. Man, see, I ain't these three different. So, ain't going to be too many dunks. So, they're going to have to get them right on the first go-round. You know what? You know what, boo? Since you ain't going to – hey, I'm going with the dude from the Knicks. I think he's going to win. Obi Toppin. You want to know why? Obi got some dunks. What he was doing last year in college, let's not forget that's the reason why he was drafted so high. Okay? So that boy Obi got some, and his little brother ain't too bad neither. But Obi been getting it in. So I know Obi got some dunks. And he really do be doing some all right things, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna give it to Obi. I'm going with Obi, New York Knicks. Who you got, I see?
You know, man, Simmons, I just thought it was a score. Stanley, I don't even know that guy. I don't know. I know a lot about basketball. I don't know where he come from. But I do know Toppin, though. I know you're right, really. That's what, he came in the – he got recruited on his dunks, man, really, you know what I'm saying, and things he was doing in the – you know, open court. And that's why everybody wanted him with the Cavs on that pick, man. But he can play defense. He can shoot no threes. But I know one thing. Athletic-wise, this guy's a freak of nature, man. And he's going to probably jump so damn high, man, on some dunks. You can't miss a lot of dunks now. So he's going to probably jump so high that, you know, he's gonna be in the air. He's gonna make his dunks. I believe with other guys. I don't really know Simmons. I mean, I know they play ball. Like, you know, I seen him scoring, but I ain't really never seen him dunking on nobody. And I just think Obi Toppin, man, that's what he come in the league for. That's what he recognized for. That's all he doing for the Knicks about right now. He ain't even averaging about 8 minutes a game, man. So I think he win this game dunk contest. Maybe get on the board. I know it's your team, man. Maybe get some recognition, man. And work on his jump shot in the summer, man. But I think he'll win this dunk contest today. Tomorrow.
Street.
Boom.
What do you think?
You going all Knickerbocker?
Well, I'm so surprised at Ice because Ice is a savant with this basketball. And if you recall, back in the day, a guy by the name of Daryl Stansberry. And who did he play for? The Indiana Pacers. He would do the 360 Statue of Liberty. You remember that, ICE?
Yes, I
do. And he
would
never get that much playing time.
Right.
I'm going with Cassius Stanley from the Indiana Pacers. He's going to win the dunk contest tomorrow. It's always the guy you never heard of. Who wins it?
Oh,
it's always him.
I'm gonna Google him after this.
I ain't never fuck with no OG the Buck. Hey man, I know you be putting something in on the energy and on the records on them spinners, man. But what you put in that boy cup this morning, OG the Buck? Shit, I got to ask you. If you got something,
now,
there, who you?
Nick, he don't go to the inlet. That killed me.
I'm coming down there.
Hey, C-Row. Last but not least, what the game has come to and what everybody wants to see and the rumblings in the streets, Damian Lillard pulled out the three-point contest. Now Mike Conley's in. So I'm going to ask you first. The participants are Mike Conley from the Jazz, Jaylen Brown from the Celtics, Steph Curry from the Warriors, Zach LaVine from the Bulls, Spider-Man Donovan Mitchell from the Jazz, Jason Tatum from the Celtics. Who's your three-point champion this year?
Well,
I make this guy Curry and LaVine.
Hey, you took right out of my mouth. Dame Lillard and Steph went at it the other day. And, you know, they showed us what they about. And I think Dame Lillard ran out of bullets for the weekend. But, you know, Steph, he stay loaded. He got that. He don't have a 100-round clip. He got a 200-round clip. And so this is Steph's three-point competition. Lose, okay? He gonna walk in like Larry Bird. And he gonna tell them boys who came to get second, cause y'all know I'm about to hit all these boys. Now what we talked about on Wednesday of who done hit, you know, all five racks. You know we have to go back. You know Craig from the Bulls, he damn near did it. Bill Curry, he damn near did it. The white boy, Tim Peggy, he damn near hit all five racks when he won here. So, tomorrow, I'm going with Steph, man. It's Steph to lose. Ain't kicking nobody else. Hell, I done already went against Tom Brady. I'm going to be dumb in basketball. I see.
Hey, look, man. Again, man, that's why I love this show, man. We got another friend on our Facebook page. His name goes by the name of Pookie Special Lattimore, right? Loves some Steph Curry. And we had the basis on who's the greatest shooter in the world today. What we're talking about, who's the greatest shooter ever? Larry Bird, Kevin Durant, Steph Dame, you know. But to me, it's a no-brainer who's the greatest shooter is Steph Curry, because he can shoot from every angle, all over the court, the regular three, outside the three, half court logo, whatever. When he walks in from the hallway, coming out the tunnel, he shoots from that shot every game. Okay, makes it almost. Okay, that's what he do. These are facts. We see that. But my thing is, when it comes to pressure, you know, I never see him hit a walk-off game winner, and I love Steph Curry. I love him. He game winner with 20 a minute left for you know, the last shot to win the game. No walk-off. You know what Dame do, okay? But for this right here, for this tournament right here, okay, he has lost to Joe Harris. He has lost to Devin Booker. He has lost to Klay Thompson. Head up, okay? He won one, okay? We want to put this guy as the greatest shooter. He got to win this one. This week right here coming up. I'm tired of this, okay? He's right out there at the ball line right there, okay? And he should be able to win it this year. But for me, I'm taking Devin Booker, okay? But Steph better win it. I want Steph to win so I can just – I really want him to lose so I can talk some shit, okay? Excuse my language, okay? But if he don't win – I'm cutting a fool, okay? But if I'm a betting man, I'm probably going to cover this one round. This year, he's lights out, you know what I'm saying? But I think in the
clutch time, man. I got the I like Devin Booker this time around to win this right here, man. That's my pick right there, man. What do you think, Elvis? What do you think, baby?
Woo. D-Book has won. He has won a 3-point contest. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Man, I don't. It's tough, man.
Talk to me.
Hey, that's that leaning and stuff. We got him stuck on what? He was ready for he was ready for the skills, cup, decision, and stuff.
I hear you guys, and I can easily say those two, but I got another dark horse. I'm gonna go with Mike Conley. I think Mike Conley is gonna surprise.
Okay.
I think he's going to surprise some guys.
Mick, I got a question to ask you before you go any further. Did you cut – you got an afro? You rocking an afro during this little spring season, or you got the waves up and all? Talk to me, because I know how you're acting.
Well, maybe on my face, but on my head, it's strictly – it's strictly mean clean. Now, hey, but I tell you this, though.
Something wrong with the day.
Mike,
drink the soup early.
Guys who we think are going to win, they poof out. It's happened. We talking slam dunk contests. We talking even skills competitions. The favorites usually don't win them. Did you think Joe Harris was going to win the 3-point contest? No, you did not. Right. There's certain guys that you didn't think that was going to win. So I'm going to go with my dark horse. I'm going to go Mike Conley. I'm going to see what Mike do. And like the old BC boys would say, I'm Mike D and I get respect. Mike Conley, some respect.
You talk about two different people, boy.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show. Oh man, I know they biting at the bit, man. When we come back, we gonna get the callers in, man. We gonna get the callers in. Has the game changed? Who's your pick? Is Team Durant gonna win? Is Team James gonna win? Give us a call. Yeah, we that. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Let's go!
Only show. I got shit to do. Only God can judge me. Who the fuck is you? They say, who that? Nigga, we that. Days I get to try to free that. Never ever serve a nigga wait to sleep at. DG at the door, nigga, you ain't try to see that. Get my suicide watch, they on suicide watch. Kill yourself, get them suicide rocks. Had the nerd to write me a dear young lad. Killing them young, should've known better. I paid too much, you niggas play too much. Let them swear you to talk and I don't say too much. You niggas saying too much. You niggas 75, you niggas paying too much. They say who that? Who that? Nigga, we that? Yeah. Shout a red on the track. Money and box. And next time I re-up, I'ma buy me a shop. And I ain't talking to him. I'm talking shit with propellers. Fly to the club, make my old bitch jealous. Throw them on the base and it's a straight celebration. I see Dizzle in the chopper outside, this is basic. Stay the mixtape, but the tape's mixed. Black tape, red tape, all on one brick. Get him on the floor, get him on the floor. Last night, I swear to God, half a million on the floor. sleep on the money like a pillow on the floor. Woke up, got money, had to get it off the floor. They say, who that? Nigga, we that? Shot a bread on the train.
You know, Ben ain't gonna shoot at all. You know, he's gonna go try to find somebody looking like the fine people, joking like the fine people, LeBron like fine people, right? So these guys are gonna be a lot of guys with a sense, and a lot of guys gonna be selfish, unselfish. Like, oh, I want you, I'm gonna give you this pass. I want to I see that right now until the clutch moments have arrived in the last minutes of the game when we get tight. But I see you got Steph Curry over there, man. Kyrie, it's gonna be entertaining, man. I wish KD could have been with the East, but I think in the closing moments you're gonna see some entertainment with Kyrie and James Harden. You're gonna see some stuff, man. But I just think those guys are gonna be great one on one entertainment. They're gonna be great to see, though. I'll tell you that. But I think these guys for the LeBron James team, man, gonna be trying to pass the ball. And you got forgot about the great freak with them too, man. He likes to pass the ball too, man. So all them guys gonna be trying to get this dunk pass. This gonna be a high scoring game, man. It's gonna be ugly, man. Probably, man. So I'm going with LB Day on this one right here, man. I think the MVP of this game, you know, I think LeBron getting old now. He had his fun, man. I think the MVP just. Probably gonna be
Boy, you stuck this morning too. What's in your cup?
I think Luka gonna get the MVP this year. You know what I'm saying? I think somebody gonna do some amazing things, man. European. I don't want to see Greek Freak win nothing. I don't even want to see LeBron James win nothing. Yeah, no, I don't care about no MVP. Okay, but I think, you know, to put them guys on the map, the NBA smart, man, we probably got a Luka come back. Because Luka's going to have some fun. I think the Jumper's going to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? So these guys, I think one of those two guys will get MVP, man. I'm going to go Joker, though. Joker series and all those guys, man. Yeah,
that's a good one. I like that one. Mm-hmm. OG the Bucks, you gonna weigh in on this one, or do we have to go to the preacher, man?
No. Let Boogie. Boogie gonna pick the Knicks. I'm gonna stay on it.
I love it. Streets. Well, I'm going Team Durant. And I'm going to tell you why.
There's always something in your damn cup.
You got killers over there. You ain't got passes. You got killers. You got Jason Tatum. You got Kyrie Irving. You got Bradley Beal. You got Kawhi Leonard. You got killers on your team.
Donovan Mitchell.
You got Donovan Mitchell.
That
is a squad.
Yeah, you got passes. But I'm going with the killers. Easy Money Sniper. Hashtag KD. Team will win tomorrow's All-Star game. And my MVP? I'm going Bradley Beal as my MVP.
Hey, I was gonna say him or Booker. They gonna show their ass tomorrow night.
Hey, do y'all remember about a year ago this time when we first started the show? L Boogie picked Bradley Beal as his number one point guard, and we all lost it.
I didn't lose it. I just thought that he missed. I thought he missed Luka. I thought he was tripping because of Luka, but I do recall that. And, yes, I do remember saying, I thought he bumped his head. But my bad, Uncle Boo.
Oh, Bradley, good ball.
Street question of the day. Go ahead, hit him.
Go ahead, T-Row. What's the street question of the day?
How many triple-doubles will be applied in this NBA All-Star game this weekend? How about that?
Wow.
Man,
ain't nobody about to get 10 rebounds.
Hey, as much as they going to be shooting, somebody's
going to
get 10 rebounds.
Boys ain't going for no rebounds.
I say LeBron James. I say the Joker. It's gonna be two guys on each team that's gonna get triple doubles. It's just gonna fall in their lap.
Yeah.
We know that's James right. Harden gonna get a triple double. We
you know
LeBron gonna though. Get a triple double. Yeah.
You know, Luka.
I say four. I say four yeah. guy. What you
I
say, ICE?
Man, like I told you, man, over there in the with LeBron James team, I can see two or three of those guys have one. You're right about James Harden, man. James Harden is walking the gym, man. He got triple. I'm like, how can he get all those rebounds? He actually goes out and get rebounds now. I mean, he can box out pretty good for his size, though. But I think about right. I think about three to four triple doubles gonna be. I'm going with LeBron James to having like two players for sure. You know what I'm saying? I between Luka, the Greek, Joker, and LeBron, two of those guys getting the triple double. You know what I'm saying? I think so. I don't think Ben Simmons is gonna play a lot of minutes, but he gonna have some assists and some rebounds for sure. But so I do know James Harden walks in the gym now lately. And he's a walking triple double, so I say three to four. What do you think? What do you think, Elmix?
I think four guys,
four?
And you just brought
yeah.
Yeah, you might it might be five because I'm pretty sure Ben will get five dunks. He'll get 10 points.
Hey man, these boys are catch and shoot. This ain't too many of these boys gonna be missing. So when you pass it.
So,
you can count it. You can talk it up as an assist.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot
so
more.
He'll get. Yeah, so it's going to be real interesting. It's going to be three to five. Three to five. When we come back, stay on the line, callers, because when we come back, we got the big dummy of the day. And I told you guys about Mike Tyler. I told you. Sorry, OG.
Deserve respect.
It's the street. Big Dummy of the day. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Really didn't think before I did it. Nope. Make it make sense. Please. Luckily, I was on point with the last hoe. Kept my receipt.
Why?
Warrants are good. Make sure I got her for a refund when I gave her back to the streets.
Go.
Forever I rip, put the set on the chain. I'm thugging you, I already know how I came. Yeah, he got money, but niggas be lame. I Lambo'd her life, told her get out there rain. Her manny and pitty, same color my teeth.
White.
She got a blue chick and a chick without me.
Nice.
Hood nigga riding in the phone on E.
Still.
Sick of these niggas, COVID-19. Karate the walking, trying to keep the cup.
Shake
came up like Giannis, I get bigger bucks.
Maybe.
Got four different choppers right there in his truck.
No.
I'm just being honest, I can get you touched. Put you in the blender, I can get you slush. I see the comments, but really I'm bothered. I know it's hurting, she salty, I scarred her. Beware what you lay up and say to these bitches, they can't hold water.
Period.
I thought a bro nigga said something. Talking shit, but they still ain't saying nothing.
Ain't saying
we gon' trap this bitch out till the feds come.
Run it up.
Huh?
What she say?
I thought a pussy hoe said something. How it go when I'm talking, you listen.
Jealous.
Cut her off cause she spoke on the business.
Go.
I thought a nigga who watch what I do, but he can't get his bitch back said something. Is it true that he posting another nigga money? Probably. I'm put that past him.
Maybe so.
I thought a hoe that be speaking on me, but be fucking a broke nigga said something.
Listen.
Hold up, little bitch, get a nigga that's lit. I'm the whole loaf. He the breadcrumb.
Go.
Rappers with the mix feelings.
What?
I ain't fucking with them.
Nope.
Like a richer meal. Let me know what time it is. Bag what a run set.
Huh?
Know you got it on your poster, be smell proof. Busting out the back of seal. These niggas, little boy, childish, Fisher Price. Confident, I'm not cocky, so get it right. She bending over, but I want some head first. I only wanna know what the pussy like. Tripping too close to falling, so I'm balling. It's crazy, my op got shot, but I ain't call it.
Psych, slow up.
I come around, niggas go put they hoe up. These bitches stay on my channel, yeah. Must have seen me on TV, yeah. It took me 6 hours to count a meal exactly. I'm accurate with that cheese, yeah.
Big bag,
huh?
What?
I thought a bro nigga said something. Talking
shit, but they still ain't saying
it. I thought they said something. I hear you, OG the fuck. Woo, run it up. It's the streets of talk, the sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We in the building, baby. OG the Buck.
OG, man. Hey.
Styles the God.
I-C-E.
T-Rizzy. I-C-E. We breaking the glass. I'm your host, Boogie. Man, it's that time of the show. Go ahead,
T-Rizzy. Hey, Boogie, we need that. We need ICE to break the glass with the fire extinguisher because We need to put OG the Buck out, boy. That boy keeping the terms hot. Boy. I'm sorry, I'm on the steps like, I hope they record me. Because I'm over there been grooving like I'm out of today.
We do it for the streets, bro.
That's my boy right there.
Oh man, it's that time of this show where we get to, you know what it is, guys, the big dummy of the day. Now, this guy is the coach of the University of Creighton. His son also plays in the National Basketball Association. He has been put on administrative leave for insensitive racial comments. And the racial comment was, you guys need to stay on the plantation.
They do what?
So, stay on the plantation. So March 5th, excuse me, today's March 6th, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
On it.
So March 6th, 2021, in the streets, Super Saturday, Coach Greg McDermott, you are the big dummy of the day.
Oh, we come to look for you.
You big dummy, you big cold-blooded dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
I think he said y'all should have stayed on the plantation. I guess they had a bad game or something. Boy, he so messed up.
Yeah, you got to go.
All right,
he got to resign.
Hey, man, shouts out to my man, Styles and Guy, Mr. Versatile, T-Rizzy. And, of course, you know, man, you know how you be at the club, man? You want to be by the DJ. You know, you can be cool, and you ain't got to rap. You ain't got to be a rapper. No, you ain't got to be no rapper. You want to be next to the DJ and bob your head. That'd be I'm like Bobcat from LL Cool J. I just want to be cool. I want to be next to the DJ. Hey, I want to be next to the DJ. I can spin it. You know, we bob our head. I'm keep them fucking, you know. And, of course, you know, man, that great. MC in the place to be, L Boogie. Oh, thank you, baby. Oh, let me buy my motherfucker here, man, okay? Oh, yeah.
Well, let me give you a little pop thing. How about that?
T Rizzy, you got any set outs before we get out of here?
Man, hell yeah. Shouts out to the Dream Team, man. You know you love, your boy love y'all, man. Hey, I'm going to catch up with y'all on Wild Out Wednesday. I'm trying to get up into the damn room, but I'm on this damn escalator. Junior knocked the fuck out, you know, from last night's game. We moving on. We play tonight again at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock y'all time, 12 o'clock y'all time. So we play at 9 o'clock Las Vegas time. So if y'all up,
that's what
tune in. Santa Clara University versus Loyola Marymount. So it's going down. You feel me? I love y'all, man. Shout out, man. Me and the wife out here kicking, man. We just been traveling like a little bit. We don't even know where the hell we going. I got to try to find me a sloppy machine. Try to win this money, man. I love you boys, man. You know how I holler at you real soon. OG the Buck. Keep it hot. My boy, Boo Me. I see E. He's breaking that glass, boy. I love y'all. Y'all be safe. You hear me?
Street. OG the Buck, any set outs before we get out of here? Keeping it hot.
Keeping it hot. Appreciate the love, fellas. Hey, man, I want to shout out all the callers. I'm keeping it hot for the callers. Man, I ain't studying, y'all. My man, I see you, Steph. I see you, Steph, nephew. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you, nephew. I see you out there, Philly Phil in Alabama. My man P-Don in West Palm, Florida. We see y'all, even though y'all don't get on, we appreciate the support.
appreciate y'all riding. Dayville, I see you. Mar, Philly Field, once again. Cut. Is that Cut? Cutty, I see you, man. Y'all, man, Cutty, man. Man, what Cutty be saying? What's his line real quick? What's Cutty line, Boogie?
You did.
I can't think of Cut. You did. Cut, I see you, man. Hey, man, shout out to Dream Team, man. Styles the God, Ice, T-Row, and my man Boogie, man. I appreciate it, man. All the essential workers as we do about this time. Numbers coming down, but they still out there fighting for our lives, man. We appreciate it. OG the Buck asks everybody in the queue, everybody listening, to do one thing for him right now. Picture me rolling.
Streets. I want to give a shout out to all the callers once again. I want to give a shout out to my youngin, Marvell Allen. He done put the high school world on watch. Watch it. It's coming. I want to give a shout out to my man Trent Frazier. They play at 4 p.m. Tune in. ESPN. In the shoe down in Columbus. I'll be in the building, baby. You know how we do. I'm there. You might see me.
Oh, yeah.
You already know. I want to give a shout out to all the essential workers, man. Everybody who's taking that good chance to get that vaccine, I applaud you. As always, man, keep inspiring us. We come on blogtalkradio.com, hashtag the streets is talking sports talk show. Listen, thank you for help making us be one of the hottest shows on the internet. That's word bond. That's word bond. And as always, keep inspiring us. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. We see you win.
I'm talking about
let's go.
I told y'all niggas when I come home with something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pang, Sai, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. Picture me rolling.
I'm about to get high down here, boy.
This is here I come.